We are now into day two of the Latin America and Caribbean media tour of India. It was a packed day on Monday, February 19th, as delegates made their first stop at India Gate at the center of New Delhi. India Gate is a 42-meter high structure that commemorates the 70,000 Indian soldiers who lost their lives in World War I and lists the names of more than 13,500 Indian and British soldiers who died in battle in the northwestern frontier in the Afghan War of 1919. The delegates then met with Vibha Dhawan of the Energy Institute of India, TERI, who spoke of how India is leading the research in green energy, climate change and sustainability. A meeting was then convened with India's Minister of Commerce, Industry and Textile, Sri Piyush Goyal. Minister Goyal spoke about the ongoing partnerships and the potential for increased trade with Latin America and the Caribbean, especially in textiles and pharmaceuticals. A few minutes' drive took the delegation to the nearby Rashtrapati Bhavan, the official residence of the President of India. It is an architectural sandstone and marble masterpiece with 340 rooms sitting on 320 acres of land, the second largest residence of a head of state in the world. The final engagement of the day was with the Minister of External Affairs, Dr. S. Jaishankar, who spoke about the cordial relations that India enjoys with Latin America and the Caribbean. The agenda for Tuesday, February 20th, includes visits to the Coalition for Disaster Resilience Infrastructure, CDRI, and the Secretary of the Ministry of the Jai Shakti. The day concludes with a dinner hosted by the Ministry of External Affairs and features a think tank and a cross-section of the Indian media. Reporting from New Delhi, India, for NBC Radio, I'm Carvin Harry.